For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and this is a special edition of OnlyFans Q&A Live. It's a special post-game edition. Wait a minute. Post-game? Dolphins weren't playing. Oh, no. But their arch nemesis were. And they lost in spectacular fashion, in wide right fashion, which makes it even better. This show, as always, is brought to you by Factor Meals. We have a dedicated page at Factor Meals. I actually ordered a bunch of meals, and I got them on like a re-delivery basis, you know. Yeah, you save time. You don't have to cook, you know. You also save money on groceries. So, but you can use our promo code and go to our dedicated page at factormeals.com/3yardsper carry 50. And that's the number 3 yards per carry 50. And use the same promo code 3 yards per carry 50. And you get 50% off your first order for all your THC products. Please go over to dietsmoke.com. In fact, I might do 150 milligrams after this postgame show. I'm in such a good mood. Did the Dolphins even lose? I feel like as if they won. But go to dietsmoke.com and use the promo code Waddle, as in Jalen Waddle. Use the promo code Waddle and you get 50% off your first item. So pick out an item, one of the more expensive items, okay? And use our promo code Waddle and you get 50% off. All right, we got to get into this, okay? First of all, great game. I'm going to do a brief monologue and then I'm going to bring some guys on. We have a big crowd here. If you want to become a member of our Discord, OnlyFans, and you want to participate in these shows that we do from time to time, and trust me, it's going to be a really busy off season. You could go to discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you become a member for $3 a month. All right, my brief monologue here. I watched this game. Kansas City had a very, very different game plan against Josh Allen. It actually worked out. They weren't dedicating spies. Miami was, and he still got off on us. Now, they scored more on them, but they were at home. It's different, okay? They had their full complement of tight ends. They had one injured against us. No Gabe Davis. He's important, okay? He was there for the first half against us. He's a good player. Bills fans hate Gabe Davis. I watch all 22 all the time of the Buffalo Bills. That guy blocks. He runs good routes. He makes big plays. He's a good player. And here's the good news. He won't be a Bill for much longer. He'll be gone because somebody's going to give him a pile of money that the Buffalo Bills will not give. All right? I'm done with these quarterback debates. Patrick Mahomes last week, those conditions last week against Miami were horrendous. He still managed to create offense. Why? Because he's the best player in football and the best quarterback I've ever seen. Period. He's the best quarterback in the game. Look, I'm going to be frank with you. Kelce is a stud. All right? This Rashee Rice kid, man, they hit. And they hit huge. All right? But he's kind of a slot player. He's a slot wide receiver. And that's it. We're done. I kind of like Watson a little bit, you know, as a wide receiver 3. If he were available, I would give him a long look. He is not available. But the rest of that team, they have a really good interior offensive line. Their two tackles are garbage. Pacheco's a nice player. I like Pacheco. And I like McKinnon, but McKinnon's been injured for forever now. Mecole Hardman's a bum. MVS is a bum. Sky Moore's terrible. Like, all of those wide receivers are absolute garbage, okay? So you got Travis Kelce, you got Rashee Rice, you got an interior offensive line, you got a running back. And he drags those clowns to the AFC Championship game again. By the way, every single year of his career, he's been in the AFC Championship game. As a starter, of course. So, he's the best. And if you're game planning to try to build the team to beat the Bills, you're doing it wrong. You got to game plan and build a team to beat the Chiefs because they are the Kings. And trust me when I tell you, they didn't have it figured out this year. This is a weaker Chiefs team. My fear is that they'll figure it out in the offseason and go for some better pass-catching options. And once they do that, man, that defense is good. Not only are they talented, they're sneaky talented. Karlofkas is a beast. Chris Jones is one of the best defensive tackles in football. I love Bolton. Gay is a really good linebacker, especially off-ball linebacker, in the vein of like a Jerome Baker. Snead is one of the best corners in football. I love Cook, and he didn't even play today. Reed is a hell of a safety. Trent McDuffie, you know, look, I missed in the draft. I completely missed, okay? Because I had Trent McDuffie as my CB1, and I had Sauce Gardner as my CB2. Now, I was wrong, because Sauce Gardner, in my opinion, is the best or one of the best cover corners. And I understand that he grabs and he clutches and grabs. Well, guess what? If they let you clutch and grab and you get away with it and you keep producing those seasons, then you're good. Okay? It's only a penalty if it's called. So I was wrong, but I still hit. Trent McDuffie, I loved him coming out. And I actually wanted him for the Dolphins before they made the Tyreek Hill trade. That's who I wanted to take in the first round. He is an absolute stud. So they're going to have a great defense next year because a lot of those guys are under contract and they're young. They figure out the pass catchers. We're back chasing the Kansas City Chiefs once again. And like I said, if you're building your team to try to defeat the Buffalo Bills, you're doing it wrong. You got to build a team to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs. That's where the power is. Now, does it mean that they're going to beat the Ravens next week? No. In fact, I kind of like the Ravens next week. But, man, are you going to bet against Patrick Mahomes? Look, I hit a parlay because I played money line every winner this week. I had every winner. I had Detroit and I had Kansas City today. So, you know, I hit that. And yesterday I had San Francisco and the Ravens. So I played it all money line, laid no points, and it paid plus 475. So I hit. Next week, I ain't betting a dime on that thing. Maybe the over, depending on what number we get. I have a strong opinion on the NFC game. That's a fact. San Francisco's winning that thing, okay? They looked kind of rusty against Green Bay. I think they're going to hit on all cylinders. They should win that game next week. Detroit's on borrowed time, okay? They have this... they're dancing through the raindrops in the playoffs. You play the Rams and then you play the Bucks. Come on, man. You know, and both games were kind of, you know, difficult. Somebody posts over under for KC at Baltimore's 45.5. Man, good weather. I'm tempted to go over. Okay? But I don't have an opinion on the game because I don't want to bet against Patrick Mahomes. He's the best. There is no contender. Everybody keeps saying Josh Allen is, oh no, Lamar Jackson. I love Lamar Jackson. No, there's nobody like Patrick Mahomes, period. You got to build your team. Look, plus 3 KC, man, like that's not terrible, all right? Plus 140 on the money line. If you're a fan, you know, man, if you really believe that Patrick Mahomes can drag these guys across the finish line, this is a better team, man. He's going to play a much better team. The Ravens are a much better team than the Buffalo Bills. All right, I'm going to bring up some of you that you're itching. You got 64 in the chat. You got 3 in the queue. I'm going to bring some of you in to comment on this game. And then I'm going to get into some of the questions. And I might get into the questions as I bring you up. As I bring you up, identify yourself so that way the audience knows who you are. All right, you're up.
Hello. Dolphins Craze on Twitter, Instagram, 2-time trivia champ.
I just
want to say,
yeah, it was nice to see Buffalo lose. Yeah, hold on a second. Explain to the people what that is. You're our trivia champ.
Oh.
So you're back-to-back champ. By the way, you know that nobody, we've had 2 back-to-back champs. We've had nobody win 3 in a row. You know that, right?
Well, I'm going to break that.
Okay. Well, you're defending the title In about 2 weeks' time, you're defending your title. And you're going for another another $100 gift card from the Dolphins Pro Shop. So you're going for $300. So are you going to be like that? What's the name of that guy from Jeopardy? That he had like 10,000. Oh, he had like what? Like a million or 2 million? What's the name of that guy?
I have no clue.
You know what I'm talking about,
Rogers?
Right?
I don't know.
But you know who I'm talking right? That dweeb that kept winning on Jeopardy. That dweeb that kept winning on Jeopardy. Anyways.
I don't know his name.
Yeah. So anyway. Oh, there he is. Ken Jennings. You see our audience here and our Discord, discord.gg/OnlyFans. Our audience has all the answers. Ken Jennings is the answer. Well, what do you got, man? What did you think of this game? Let's try to keep all the questions and everything concerning this game and how it pertains to the Miami Dolphins, if you can.
It was just nice to see Buffalo lose and then miss wide right again. And last year this started happening with the snow, that these fans keep throwing snow on the field. Like, I think every time it happens, it should be like some type of penalty so they stop doing it. Because remember they threatened them at halftime or something last year against Miami, and they keep doing it. Like, at the end, Buffalo, after they lost, were throwing it at the players. Like, that's just unacceptable to me. I think the league needs to do something about that.
Yeah, and, you know, and it happened again today. There was a play in the end zone where, and you can see that the players are conscious of it because the ball went into the corner, and it's a K ball, okay? So if you've seen Ferguson for the Dolphins, our long snapper, if you've seen how he reacts after we punt the ball or we kick the ball, he's always going down there to get the K balls. And the reason you do that is because the K balls are different than the game balls. The game balls are worn in, and they're more grabby, more sticky. The K balls are like brand spanking new, so they're better to kick. And usually, you send a guy to go get that ball and bring it back to your sideline. The Chiefs were abandoning those balls because those balls were going right next to the fans, where they were just getting pelted by snowballs. Like, that shit has to stop, period.
It's a joke.
You know? Pathetic. Like, you know, what's the answer to that? We throw what, water bottles in?
You know? Who knows? We're allowed to have the sun, I guess.
Yeah, but that crap has to stop.
That it happened last week, too, and nobody's even mentioned it. The referees didn't say anything, at least on the TV.
Well, it's like, not going to happen anymore this year. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, because they're not playing anymore.
Nope, but they're not.
Did you want? You say you wanted it to be pertained to Miami or no?
I don't know. If you got anything concerning this game that has to do something with the Dolphins, I'd love to hear it.
I just thought that – I still thought that this year was the year where you have to make these guys come to your house. Miami had the opportunity, and they choked it. And
yes.
Still disappointing to see because, you know, as you said, KC's not at their highest on offense.
Nope.
I think we saw a fully healthy Miami. We didn't even see. Did they have Jalen Ramsey? They did have the Jalen Ramsey in the KC game. First one where they shut him down pretty much besides the first drive. And
yeah, that game,
some other drive
that game was that game was absolutely, you know, it's that game was that game belonged to the Dolphins to win. Like, they should have won that game going away.
Yep.
You know. But because their defense, it was the only time, I believe, where they had a completely healthy defense. And they shut down Mahomes and company. You know, Kelsey had, what, 3 for 14?
Yeah.
14 points on a neutral field with really their fans? Yeah, that's a hell of a performance. And we just completely wasted it. Never mind the Tennessee game and the Bills game at the end of the year. You know?
Yep. And seems like Kelsey's coming back along. Maybe he's banged up this year, but he had those two nice touchdowns today. And I don't know. I think they might go into Baltimore and win, man. I think we might get San Francisco versus KC again.
I'm telling you one thing, man. That Chiefs defense is so good, man. That is a and I know some people say, oh, but you know, where's all the talent? Look, they lack some edge. I don't like Omenihu. A lot of people like Omenihu. I don't like him. He had 7 sacks this year. You hear Chiefs fans talk about him all the time. They want to get rid of him, okay? They want to get somebody more dynamic on the outside. I love Karlofkas. Chris Jones is a beast. Like I said, I love their two linebackers. I love their safeties. Those two corners are awesome, Trent McDuffie and Ladarius Sneed. They're talented. Yes. And not only they're talented, they're really well coached. So if like, I don't envy much, and I've said this a million times with our roster. Look, I envy on a lot of offenses. I envy the Buffalo Bills. That kid, Shakir, he would be our wide receiver three going away, okay? But
yeah, he's had some nice plays.
He's a good player. But I don't envy anybody's talent on defense. I think we're super talented team. I look at the Chiefs and I'm like, you know what? They're right there with us.
As far as
having talent.
I know next year though, I know Snead and Jones are expiring deals this offseason, so
yeah, but Snead is a guy that you back up the Brinks truck and you do everything you can to keep him.
He's gonna get paid.
Yes. Big
dollars. I know some Chiefs fans who think he might be better than McDuffie, and McDuffie was the All Pro, which is crazy.
Yeah, I like both. Like, I think both are great players.
Snead has been good since the first game he ever played, that Texans Chiefs game, like week one a couple years ago. He had the interception. Like, the guy's been insane his whole year.
Yeah,
whole career.
Yep.
But yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you for participating. I got to get to these other guys that are here in the queue. All right.
Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. As I bring you up, identify yourself so that way our audience knows who you are.
Yo.
Hey.
CR Tech at 24. Twitter, Discord, everywhere. Same. Long time no been up in here.
What's up? Uh-huh.
Everything in the universe is fine.
Yes. Everything's good right now, you know? Although, if you start thinking about it too much, you realize, man, we really blew this thing.
we did. But, I mean, at least I can enjoy the rest of the postseason now.
Yes.
I'm okay. I can just enjoy it. I have no grudges. Fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Josh Allen went down swinging. He had a great game. Still not good enough. I love how he got to feel some of the stuff that Tua felt from time to time. Yeah. Guys dropping huge passes. Trent Sherfield dropping a pass in Buffalo. That was a huge pass.
Absolutely.
He dropped one for Tua last year. Then Diggs drops one. You know?
But then again, I mean, he also has every other guy just doing plays for him any other time. The wacky fumble that they get back.
Yes.
The touchback that they get. It's... At some time, the luck had run out, and
they
didn't cash in all the luck. They had all the luck in the world, and they didn't cash in it.
Nope, they lost in the division round again. Yes, and they keep losing at home. They keep losing at home all these big games. Yeah,
they keep losing at home, and you know it's pertaining to the Dolphins is you got all these chances to just trade blows. Because actually, at KC, we had all the chances to trade blows with KC, and we stopped doing it. At the half, we had a game.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped trading blows. I mean, you see this game, KC traded blows 1-for-1 with Buffalo all the way until they took the lead, and they never relinquished.
Well, I will say this. That's it. Kansas City is a veteran team. They know how to breathe in some of these games. Our team absolutely just loses its poise. Like, and you could see it, and it happens all the time. Like, something bad happens to them, and they start rethinking things, and they start pressing, and then that's when everything goes to hell. The good news is they usually play out of that. Usually get experience, and that stops happening to you. You know, hopefully it happens. You know, next year. Hopefully Miami next year comes back as a more experienced team that will learn and will know how to breathe in some of these games. You know, because the Chiefs were not fazed by anything bad that happened to them in that game.
And you got Andy Reid just going, the Mike McDaniels way. The run is working beautifully because the run was working beautifully for them. And then pass, pass, pass. And like, why? Just keep running down their throats. I mean, Pacheco was unstoppable for the Bills, honestly.
Yeah. Nah,
and they were great. I also like to see all these concepts that they were copying pretty much from Miami playbook.
Yes.
With the misdirection in the runs.
Yes.
The pitch on the opposite. They took it, and they were successful with it because we were successful with it against the Bills, too.
Yeah, they ran toss stretch twice, and they hit him for it. That's something that we used against the Bills, and it worked against the Bills.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah. Well, thank you for participating. I got to get some other guys in here. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't know. All good. All happy. Right. Just happy.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let me bring in another guy, and then I'm going to answer some questions in the chat, and then I think we could get out of here. All right. As I bring you up, identify yourself so that way our audience knows who you are.
What's up, Alf? It's Lucy Goosey 10.
Hey.
So just a quick thing more on the NFL that I hope the NFL doesn't change that rule.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of a touchback when the offense rolls the ball through the end zone, that's a play that defenses cause, and that's a play that you know that's for the defense.
They won't change it because it benefited Buffalo. Had it screwed over Buffalo, they would have changed it.
Yeah, well, I hope not, because I don't have an issue with that rule by any means. I feel like if a defense punches the ball out and it crosses, hey, that's too bad. Don't stick the ball out, you know, in front of the goal line. So, but no, it's just good to see that, you know, Buffalo's out wide right again. You know, I mean, we really did blow it as the Dolphins, because I mean, this was right for the picking. But I hope the Miami's learning from this. What, and McDaniel is seeing some of this. Because just run the ball, man, especially in January, December, January. Just run the ball, man. Help your quarterback out.
Yeah, and it was about the rhythm that Andy Reid had. Like, you could tell, man, he had a good – he also has Patrick Mahomes. Let's face it. Like, at one point, they put his numbers up, and it was 17 of 21 for 215 and two touchdowns. And I was like, is that all? Because it felt like if it was 404 touchdowns, okay? And that's one thing I said about the game that he had last week against Miami. Like, you look at the game he had against Miami, he wasn't that good. You know, he wasn't that good in that game. You know, it looked like Miami actually held him in check. No, those conditions, it's what held him in check. If they were perfect conditions, you were going to get the worst of it, okay? Because Mahomes did have some drops last week. Kelsey actually dropped three passes last week. Mahomes is... an absolute stud, man. I've never seen anything like that. Like, this guy just shows up every single time, and he's impossible. He's impossible to beat. I thought he was spectacular last week. Like, he actually created offense out of that mess of that weather that they had in Kansas City. He's a beast. And today, man, he outdueled Josh Allen in his place. And the first playoff game he plays on the road in his career. Now he's going to play his second playoff game on the road in his career. That's what I'm saying, man. Forget all of this building for Buffalo crap. Build to beat Kansas City.
That's the Ravens, too.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Although the Ravens, remember that the Ravens are an on and off. They're a hot and cold team, and they're going to be losing some guys in their wide receiver core because they have some expirings. But the Ravens have a more tenuous position. That's their run this year because they're always an injured team. For whatever reason, they're one of those teams that falls apart every single year. You know, and remember, yeah, Lamar Jackson is going to be costing a lot of money beginning next season. So, you know, he's not Mahomes. There's only one Patrick Mahomes.
Last thing for you, CBS needs to talk to Romo about all of this Bills and Josh Allen stuff, man. I mean,
that has to go. At this point. Yeah, it's not only is it obnoxious, you can't listen to the game. I like Tony Romo. I liked him when he first came out. I liked the way he used to, you know, diagnose plays. And I used to actually like that Tony Romo because he made me think, you know. And sometimes he would say something. I'm like, yeah, I see it too. I know what you're talking about. And it's kind of cool, you know, having somebody that knows the sport and knows the game and sees it through a quarterback's eyes actually diagnose plays. But this crap that he's on with Josh Allen, like, he's screaming into the microphone, cheering and saying, "This might be the Bills' ball, Jim." Like, who does that? And then he would say, "Okay, what if he gets excited for the Chiefs too?" No, he doesn't. He said, "Oh, you know, this might be the play that sends the Chiefs to the title game, Jim." He actually said it like that while he was screaming into the microphone anytime the Bills did anything. You know, and he's been doing that all year. You know, I don't know what that's about. He obviously loves Josh Allen, man. You know?
Yeah. All right, man. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to bring on my last one from the audience, and then I'm going to answer some questions from the chat. There's so many. All right, man. What do you got?
I hate Buffalo. I hate them. I'm so happy right now that they lost at home. Yeah. They have no other excuse right now. They have no. They can literally say nothing now to Mahomes. Yeah. Nothing. I love it. I don't know. Questions.
If you want, you could just help me answer some of these questions in the chat, and we could take it.
All right. What do you got? What are questions?
Here's the first one. The first one.
I got it.
The first one is, what the fuck was that fake punt? Oh, it was very simple. They caught the Chiefs. They had an alert, and they had the Chiefs. They caught the Chiefs with 10 men
on
the field. They had
10 people on the field, yeah.
Yeah, so it was an alert. So
yeah, run it. Yeah.
100%.
Run the fake.
Yeah, you're taught that. So they practiced that all week. Yeah. Like, if you see that your opponent has 10 men on the field, you fake it, and you run the ball.
Yeah, 100%. I 1,000% agree on that one.
All right, another question. Why did the Bills keep going for the kill shot so they would score and give Mahomes 6 minutes to counter? Yeah, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that they were setting up these plays. And oddly enough, this guy, Josh Allen, was throwing these bombs into the wrong coverages. He was throwing it into deep cover too. His guys were just outrunning everybody.
I feel like they were getting out hit a little bit too.
Yeah, I thought so as well.
Kansas City kind of took it to their offense a little bit.
Yeah. Next one. He asks, is this going on the feed so I can curse? Yeah, it's going on the feed. And I can curse. You can't. Those are the rules.
I can't. All right, I won't.
All right. Next question is a quick question. Ha, 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 or ah, ha, 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 ha. I think it was more like it's like a giggle.
I love the Buffalo loss, so I'll take all of it.
So are you laughing maniacally or are you just giggling?
I'm going to laugh like huge, like, what's his name? Played the Joker. Laughing like that.
Jared Leto. I'm going to take a stroll through Twitter. Twitter all of a sudden is going to be really fun this week. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Especially all those clowns.
I just want to play during this week. I just want to play.
Yeah. Why did they? Next question. Why did they give up on passing to Knox and Kincaid? Actually, they didn't. That last drive that ended in the glorious wide right. They ran those tight end screens twice, I believe. You know. Now they weren't pushing it down the field to those guys, but I thought that they kept them pretty involved.
I was busy feeding my kids, but. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Kansas City defense punched them in the mouth a little bit.
They were great, man. They had a really, really good plan. And, man, they played physically.
You gotta love Spags, dude. You gotta love that guy, man. He took away Brady with the Giants. He did. He took away Brady with the Giants twice. And yeah. Now he's on Kansas City, and he's got the elite talent at quarterback, and he's just like, eh.
Yeah. Next question is, did you expect that kick to go wide right like I did? Look, I'm not going to lie. I expected it to go wide right.
The wind was bad there. The wind was
Yes, the
horrible.
Wind was awful. Not only that, it's cold, so the field is kind of crispy. You know what I mean? So that means you got to hit that ball perfect. By the way, Harrison Buckner, my God, what a stud that kicker
what
is.
What a stud of a cold weather kicker that dude is.
Yes.
I hate kickers, and I hate punters, but that dude.
He's 31. By the way, I got your stat for you. 31. He's 31 of 34 in his career in freezing temperatures, meaning less than 32 degrees.
That's money. Money.
Yeah, somebody posted.
Money.
Yeah, somebody posts now in the chat. He was barely making the extra points. That kick was never making it. Absolutely, he was trying to. He was bombing the extra points because I guess the ball felt like a brick to him. So yeah, when he lined up, man, I kept looking at it like, is this 37? I looked and I saw where the spotter was, and I'm like, no, this is a 40 something yard field goal. And I look at it and it's 44, and I said, no, he's missing this thing.
Well, I thought it was 47.
No, it was 44. He missed from 44 yards out.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody says, I wonder if Brady gets the Carolina job. He was fired there already. So I doubt he gets that job. You know,
I do not understand how they have not signed Belichick yet. I feel like he asked for something they're not willing to give him. I'm thinking about Atlanta. Sorry, not Carolina. Never mind.
By the way, Joe Brady, my neighbor. He actually lives about 3 blocks away from me. So I guess I'll see him in a couple of days.
I'm going to start throwing a couple picks to us.
Yeah. That guy, man. As soon as he took over, the Bills took off and now they're gone, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, he took the ball out of Josh Allen's hand a little bit and he started making them go a little quick and it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, and he was right. He reduced the turnovers.
Yeah, it was 100% right. He reduced the turnovers, and that's all you have to do with him. If you reduce the turnovers, then he's unstoppable. He is.
Yeah. Somebody writes, can they keep that defense together? Some contracts are going to be needed, and Jones is an unrestricted free agent. Though I think, look, man, you don't let somebody like Ladarius Sneed walk. You just don't.
No.
You know, and Trent McDuffie is under contract. Both linebackers are under contract. Karlafkas is under contract. All the safeties are under contract. I guess the big one is Jones, and they need some help on the edge. They need to get some defensive ends. But
I think they're going to lose Jones this year.
I think that's happening. I think Chris Jones is signing a big contract somewhere else.
Yeah, he's going to cash out.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, who knows? Maybe we do a Wilkins for Jones swap.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Not that we're sending him to Kansas City, but maybe Wilkins goes elsewhere, and then Chris Jones wants to get another mercenary one-year deal. You know what I mean? Maybe we could do something like that.
I mean, we could afford it on a one-year deal, I think.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Somebody writes, I wonder how many of their fans are saying, if we had a dome. Yeah, if they have a dome, they make that field goal. But if they have a dome, are they even in that position? And of course, Miami gets to go there in December, and who cares? You know what I mean?
Buffalo's never putting in a dome. They know their weather advantage there, and the fact that you got a cold weather team in Kansas City to come there, and yeah, they beat your ass in your fucking backyard. You're not good enough. Sorry, you're not good enough.
All right, let's begin to wrap up here, at least in the next 3 minutes. Somebody writes, the Ravens will win it all. Maybe. I still think, look, I understand the Ravens kicked the crap out of the 49ers in their play.
I want the Ravens to win it all, but I don't know.
The best team in football that I've seen this year as far as having it all is the 49ers.
Yes, the 49ers, but I think the Packers might have exposed a little bit with Debo being out and kind of condensing the field on him a little bit. I didn't expect the Packers defense to play as good as they did.
Yep. All right.
My opinion.
Next one is this Diggs' last game as a Bill? Possibility. There's a possibility.
Very possibility. High cap number.
Yeah, and by the way, the snowball thing, yeah, everybody's in the chat saying that whoever, whatever fans are caught doing that should never be allowed in the game again. Absolutely. Emmanuacho is in the chat.
Is he?
Yeah, well, somebody by proxy, somebody's posting everything he's saying. And he says, I think we have to accept the fact that Josh Allen is more Philip Rivers than Peyton Manning. Yes, I do agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, until he wins, yeah.
100%. He's 0-3 against the Chiefs in the playoff.
Yeesh.
Joe Tooney hurt his right pec coming out of this game. That's important.
You know what was crazy to me, Alf, is both teams had their entire starting offensive line.
Right?
Both of them.
That'd be nice if we could ever do that.
Wouldn't it? God.
Yep. Blexibo, the TV guy, he's like a local celebrity and a very valued member of OnlyFans. He writes, Tony Romo's calling the Super Bowl, so that should be fun. Yes, it should be fun.
It should be horrible.
Then he says, I feel bad for the Niners or Lions if the Chiefs make it. Yep. Yeah, because he loves himself some Josh Allen much more than Mahomes. But if he must choose, Mahomes is next. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. He's not going to praise the other quarterbacks. He's not.
Yeah, somebody writes, Philip Rivers never got a sniff. Philip Rivers played in the divisional round a couple of times, and he played in one AFC championship game. Sounds familiar?
And a torn ACL, too, right?
Yeah, so like he has about pretty much the same resume as Josh Allen has as far as playoff success right now.
But one knee.
Yeah. he also writes, this is likely the most watched divisional game since the last time the Bills and KC played in the divisional. Cowboys S numbers coming over 43 million viewers. That's a hell of a prediction. If they do 43 million for this game, then that's a big number.
I feel like this was the best game of the whole.
Like, I know in Buffalo, the Buffalo area, they should get a 50 share. Think about it. Who the hell's going outside? Everybody's going to be inside watching the game. You know what I mean?
What are you doing in Buffalo, though?
Yeah, not much. All right, let me see if there's any more. White right should be on the lock. Oh my god! Everybody's posting the pictures of all these clowns, and I'm just pissing myself. This is just hilarious. There's pictures of Bills fans crying. It's just so much fun. Keep all of these pictures because we're bringing these back. We're gonna roll these back tomorrow. Does our first half Dolphins team blow everyone away in these playoffs? Yes, yes they do.
Yes,
unfortunately,
100%. Yes, unfortunately. Just give us our fucking starting offensive line. I'm sorry, I cursed.
Yes, yeah. Next year, we got to figure out a way how we can rest people the first half of the season so we can have them all healthy for the second half.
Well, I think you start everybody on the pup, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Start the whole goddamn team.
You know? Whole damn team. First 6 weeks, you're not playing.
Yeah. All right, let me see if there's anything else. All right, one more. Every time I watch good football teams, even Mahomes and Allen, I rarely ever come away thinking these QBs are way better than our guy. 90% of the time, it's the teams and players around these guys are way better than ours. Well, I kind of disagree. Mahomes is better than everybody.
Yeah, he is. It's stupid to say, but he is.
You know?
He is.
And I'm gonna make this the last one. Somebody says maybe trade off or cut X and sign Snead. Look. They tried to pull something similar to this, similar to that a couple of years ago. It's very, very tricky because you're going to have to somehow find a trade partner for X. So the way it will work is, first of all, you're going to have to restructure so many contracts, including Tua Tagovailoa, to get the cap space to be able to trade X, and you got to almost fire sale X. So somebody will take his full contract, right? And then you just go out there and sign Snead. But that's a risky proposition because you're going to fire sale your starting cornerback to go sign somebody else with cap space. Right? So you trade X. You know what I mean?
It's almost a trade them and a draft pick that's high.
Yes.
Because somebody's eating his contract. And then you're going to sign somebody younger and then pay him again.
Yeah. So Yeah, it sounds great in theory, but it's risky and extremely difficult to do. Okay,
and it's hard. I mean, cornerback's a premium position. It's pretty much impossible to do. But,
yeah, and somebody writes in the chat that they think that X is going to be back here next year, probably on a pay cut. If you know X, X likes his money. I don't think he's going to want to take a pay cut.
He's been paid already, like an elite player, and he's no longer one. So,
I'm pretty certain that he will be approached for a pay cut. You know,
yeah, he has to be,
because I don't think he's playing. He's not playing next year on that number.
Yeah, no, he's not.
All right, we're gonna call it right here. By the way, there's gifs of Bills fans just crying and bawling their eyes out in the stands. Oh my God!
Who are you talking to?
I am buoyed by this. This is the greatest thing ever. Too bad we blew it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
We blew it.
Anybody but Buffalo was my stance coming into this weekend. Anybody but Buffalo. I cannot root for them. I cannot root for New England. I cannot root for the New York Jets. Fuck everybody in our division. Sorry, I curse again. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Okay. So we did almost 40 minutes on this. This was a lot of fun doing this post game. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming here on OnlyFans. We'll do Q&A live next week on Wednesdays. We do this every single Wednesday. If you want to participate in one of these, you got to become a member of our Discord. You become a member of our Discord at discord.gg/OnlyFans. All right. Screw you, Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.